Hello and welcome to Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters and today we'll examine a number of stories and issues in the news. We'll begin with the latest and most brazen mendacity displayed by House Republicans who in their latest spending bill are gutting money for IRS enforcement and for the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, crippling their ability to regulate derivatives and other toxic swaps. William K. Black, the former litigation director of the Federal Home Loan Bank Board, who put hundreds of crooked bankers in jail after the savings and loan disaster of the 1980s, joins us. Then we'll go to India to get an update on the US's divorce from Pakistan and the Obama administration's efforts to woo Pakistan's arch rival, India. Christine Fair joins us. She's a professor in the Center for Peace and Security Studies at Georgetown University and is a leading specialist on India and Pakistan, which she often visits and where she speaks the local languages. Then finally, in advance of tonight's presidential debate in Mexico, we will speak with Joan Grillo, a correspondent for Reuters in Mexico City, where he has covered Mexican politics since 2001 and is the author of El Narco, Inside Mexico's Criminal Insurgency. We will discuss what changes may come if the pre-candidate wins and how the PRD candidate, López Obrador, would approach the failed war on drugs. Joining us now is William K. Black, who is the former litigation director of the Federal Home Loan Bank Board, who investigated the savings and loan disaster of the 1980s. Currently, he is a professor of economics and law at the University of Missouri, Kansas City, and he was the executive director of the Institute for Fraud Prevention from 2005 to 2007, and is the author of the best-selling book, The Best Way to Rob a Bank is to Own One. Welcome to Background Briefing, William K. Black.
Thank you.
And this latest mendacity, brazen as it is from the Republicans in the bill that was unveiled last week, the House Republicans in their latest spending bill would severely cut the budgets of the Commodities Futures Trading Commission, which would keep it from regulating derivatives, refused to give the Securities and Exchange Commission the extra money it needs to carry out the Dodd-Frank financial reform bill. And it would also cripple the IRS's ability and limit its ability to detect tax avoidance, particularly by big business and the wealthy. Do you have any outrage left, Bill? Or I mean, I'm just reeling here from how in your face it all is. I mean, this is where the rubber meets the road, isn't it? Money for enforcement.
So we could talk about it in terms of philosophy, economics, and criminology. In terms of philosophy, Ayn Rand said it was critical for the government to prevent fraud. Ayn Rand. And these folks want to gut the anti-fraud efforts. I mean, so they are so far. I mean, Congress, the Republican Party, in the House in particular, has gone so berserk that, you know, they would treat Ayn Rand as a communist in the modern era. So that's philosophy. It's just astonishing thing. Second in the economics. Well, first part of that, we just went through a crisis largely driven by fraud in which the SEC and the Commodities Futures Trading Commission, the CFTC, were deliberately gutted. Now, the CFTC was gutted by a bipartisan effort of the Clinton administration and Phil Graham, a Republican in the Senate, and another Republican called Alan Greenspan. And that produced an absolute disaster with the Commodities Future Modernization Act. And so the provisions of Dodd-Frank are designed to at least partially undo that disaster that helped drive a crisis that cost just the U.S. household sector $11 trillion. A trillion is 1,000 billion. And so we've learned absolutely, or at least these people in the House have learned absolutely nothing from the crisis. They want to produce another disaster. And that brings us to the criminogenic part. And with our criminology hat, this is precisely what you would want to do if you wanted to create elite white-collar fraud with utter impunity. And they got pretty close to impunity already, you may have noticed. But the SEC at least brings some civil actions, and it has led at least to some vigorous insider trading action. they're going to deny the resources the SEC would require to continue to bring any serious actions. And in doing so, it is an open invitation to the fraudsters. So on all three levels, philosophy, economics, criminology, this is so far beyond insane that when I first heard of it, I thought it was a joke.
Well, the Republicans in the House are proposing to cut the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. These are the people that oversee these toxic swaps and derivatives. And we only had just recently an example of J.P. Morgan Chase losing up to $5 billion, literally vanishing into thin air in some shaky trades that they made in one of those offshore branches, in this case in London. The CTFC budget is currently $205 million. Obama wanted it increased to $308 million. And now the House wanted to cut down to $180 million. And this is at a time, as I say, when we've just witnessed supposedly the smartest guy on Wall Street, Jamie Dimon, his outfit, losing $5
billion. Yes, and, what we also saw is the things they're calling hedges aren't really hedges and would violate the Volcker Rule if the agencies actually adopted a rule consistent with the intent of the legislation. So we already have relatively weak regulation because both parties put in regulators determined to make sure that the agencies fail. But Gensler has actually turned out to be reasonably good in a number of areas.
That's Gary Gensler, the current head of the CFTC, who actually comes from Goldman Sachs.
That's correct. And he also was one of the supporters of the Commodities Future Modernization Act. So a number of us were very skeptical, and he certainly hasn't covered himself with glory in the MF Global stuff. But, in general, he's one of the stronger Obama financial appointees. Now, Obama has had very weak appointees, but
he wasn't able to stop the run-up of the price of gasoline a few months ago that just literally raided the pocketbooks of the average American and added 40% to the price of gasoline by many estimates.
And therein lies part of this story, precisely because the CFTC did propose to get better in information processing ability so that it could go after, first identify the people manipulating these kinds of commodity prices and bring actions against them. And it was specifically in that context of that proposed spending that, and this is months ago, that the House Republicans first reduced the budget of the CFTC successfully to try to prevent any action against the speculators, raising not just the price of gasoline, but food commodities. And when you raise food commodities, you kill people, not necessarily in the United States, but certainly in many countries.
So, again, I'm speaking with Bill Black, former litigation director for the Federal Home Loan Bank Board. He investigated the savings and loans disaster of the 1980s and was responsible for putting hundreds of bankers in jail. He's the executive director of the Institute for Fraud Prevention from 2005 to 2007 and the author of The Best Way to Rob a Bank is to Own One. The cynicism of this is pretty. I think, as I say, it's quite brazen. Do you think that there'll be? Is there any outrage left? I mean, I started out by saying that because I just don't know that this is translating. I don't see it translating into the presidential debate or the race. Is anybody going to ask Romney, how he feels about this?
Well, Romney has already said that he would promptly repeal the entire Dodd-Frank legislation.
Oh, well, so he's on board with this. What about Obama? Has he said anything about how this basically is putting Dracula in charge of the blood bank?
Not as much as you would hope. There's some general language saying, look how wonderful the Dodd-Frank bill is. But the truth is that, again, both parties just got together. Now, there are two things called the Jobs Act. One is a very good idea to put people to work. The second one was a complete scam to give away to the worst, most fraudulent parts of the industry. And that was the Jumpstart Our Business Startups Act.
Right. We discussed that at the time.
That's right. Is what Obama is most known for recently in connection with both the Securities and Exchange Commission and the Commodities Future Trading Commission. So both of those things cut back the SEC's power to prevent fraud. So Obama has positioned himself very poorly to be the person, going after things. So
he rolled on that, though. But if he's asking to up the enforcement money from 205 to 308 million, it's not a lot of money for a federal budget. It's infinitesimal.
It's chicken feed, and by the way, they're also doing this to the IRS for the precise purpose of preventing them from going after tax cheats in the ranks of the corporations and the wealthy. And that will net, of course, cost the government money. So this has nothing to do with saving money.
Sure, these are the deficit hawks at work here, right? They say that we have a terrible deficit. The way to get rid of a deficit is to increase revenues. The way to increase revenues is to close up the loopholes and make the rich and the corporations who dodge taxes pay their fair share. And now the Republicans are cutting the ability for the IRS to do that. So
that's correct, but it's even worse than that, because if I'm honest and pay my taxes, and the cheaters don't pay their taxes, and they're able to get away with it with impunity, then the honest businesses are driven out of the marketplace. So it is an obscenity that places like the Chamber of Commerce are in favor of these laws. Remember, this is all about law enforcement. So let's say that we did the same thing with regard to street crime. Well, let's just cut all the police departments out, right? And then you have a disaster. And you go, well, it's a free market and such. People would treat you as insane if that was your proposal. But in the white-collar sphere, so far, and it isn't, again, just the Republicans. Both parties at substantial time periods have allowed elite white-collar criminals to get away with becoming wealthy through fraud. And Obama has his last chance in the run-up to this election to come out as the champion of the law and honesty and allowing honest businesses to prosper instead of the most fraudulent businesses to prosper. And I will tell you, prosecutions on financial crimes under the Bush administration were down by more than 50% from 20 years ago. And you know what? They've actually fallen further under the Obama administration.
Well, but you were famous for putting people away, putting them in jail after the savings and loan ripoff of the 1980s, Bill Black. And my understanding is that when the massive fraud was taking place during the Bush administration that led up to the bursting of the housing bubble, the subprime ripoff, while that was happening, I think following 2001, September the 11th, I think the FBI's, most of their white-collar people were diverted to anti-terrorism, weren't they? Wasn't there a huge lack of anybody minding the store?
By this experiment, 500 FBI agents over time were transferred from doing white-collar to national security, which was a substantial reduction. and there was only a pittance of folks available to deal with. Remember, September 2004, the FBI warns, one, there's an epidemic of mortgage fraud, and two, predicts it will cause a financial crisis if it's not stopped. So an epidemic, it's going to cause a financial crisis. What do? They put about 30 FBI agents.
Well, let's do the math on this, though, just to put this in the context of what the House Republicans are now doing by gutting the budgets of the Securities and Exchange Commission, the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, and the IRS's ability to enforce tax laws and detect tax avoidance. The kind of money it would take to put some extra FBI guys in back then to look into the white-collar crime epidemic that the FBI had warned about before the subprime bubble burst, we're talking, what, a few million dollars?
Yeah.
As opposed to what did the meltdown cost us? Has anybody given?
Just in the household sector, and just in the United States, $11 trillion.
Lost.
And a trillion is 1,000 billion.
Right. So for a few million, maybe we could have saved ourselves a few trillion.
Yes.
Well, there you have it.
The evidence, and what happened is that Alan Greenspan refused to act. So you need two things. You need enough people with skills, and of course you need the will. The Republicans are attempting to make it that even if you get somebody with the will to prosecute, it won't happen because they simply will not have the resources. And that, again, will hurt not just all of us who will be the victims of the fraud. That will hurt every honest business in America. So where are the honest businesses? Why are they not in revolt against this as well? This is an absolute obscenity that is going to destroy any ability they have to compete with the dishonest firms. We call it in economics and criminology a Gresham's Law dynamic in which bad ethics drives good ethics out of the marketplace.
Well, in closing, do you think that there's, I just assume, that we live in a rational society, that, the country was founded during the Age of Enlightenment, that there's still some brain cells ticking out there, there's still some objective truth, there's still ability amongst the American populace to do some critical thinking. Do you think this is going to resonate, what's obviously going on here?
Without leadership, right? So when is the last time you heard the President of the United States or the Attorney General say, we have an epidemic of elite corporate fraud, and as a national priority, we must go prevent this, and our opposition is attempting to allow the wealthiest frauds in the history of the world to grow wealthier still by sending the nation back into an even worse Great Recession and harming every honest business in America.
Well, I thank you so much for joining us here today, William Clay Black.
Thank you.
Again, I've been speaking with William K. Black, who is the former litigation director of the Federal Home Loan Bank Board. He investigated the savings and loan disaster of the 1980s and, as I mentioned, put hundreds of crooked bankers in jail. Currently, he's a professor of economics and law at the University of Missouri, Kansas City, and he was the executive director of the Institute for Fraud Prevention from 2005 to 2007 and is the author of the best-selling book, The Best Way to Rob a Bank is to Own One. We're going to take a brief station break and we'll be back and go to India.
Get from out the road when he get dough, it's horrible. Time is money, spend, wait, save, invest, a fest. The 10K cave, a chicken chest, S. Yes, y'all, a double get your trickles. The best ballers pitch in and rub to get a nickels. But tut tut, he about to change the price again. They go up each time, he blow up like hydrogen. Villain here, album's shrilling in fear. It won't stop, top bill until he a gazillionaire. Took a Jehovah money for Arabic Torah. Charged in advance, translated and ignored us, sort of.